politics of pot. Medical marijuana is legal in New Jersey, or at least it was supposed to be, but the governor has been making changes to the law that supporters say are unwise and unfair to suffering patients. So today, the state Senate is defying Governor Chris Christie's plan to weaken pot potency and limit distribution. Chris Goldstein is with the Coalition for Medical Marijuana of New Jersey. What happened today, Chris?
Well, what we're seeing today is the Senate vote on a resolution that the Assembly already passed. And this says that the regulations that the Department of Health and Senior Services and the Christie administration are trying to implement are actually outside the intent of the law as it was passed. And we've got some big problems with them, including a 10% cap on THC and a lot of things that we are arguing that are just going to make this medical marijuana program unworkable for patients.
Passing a resolution, tell me if I'm wrong, simply says, hey, this is what we think. Does it have any force?
Well, what it does right now, the other thing that the governor did when he announced the so-called compromise with Assemblyman Reed Gussiora is that they canceled the public hearing at the Department of Health and Senior Services. So what this resolution would do is that either house of the legislature could then call a public hearing. The transcript of that hearing is then placed on the desk of all the legislators, and that's supposed to be sort of the model for how to move forward towards getting this law implemented.
Well, part of the compromise was to get this thing on the books already, and this sounds like what you folks want to do is drag this on longer in the hopes of getting a better plan, but in the meantime, people will suffer longer.
Well, the governor asked for a one-year delay, and the legislature already gave 3 months. You know, the governor has sought to delay this at every stage. At this point, we want to make sure that there's a working program. I mean, there's no sense putting so many restrictions into a law and then trying to jumpstart its process if it's just going to jumpstart to fail.
One regulation the governor wants is a 10% cap on the potency of THC, the main ingredient there. What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, there's nowhere in the world that caps THC arbitrarily. There is no such thing as a lethal dose of THC, unlike many other drugs, including ibuprofen and codeine that you can go pick up over the counter at any convenience store.
And if they need more than the 10%, do you think they're going to go elsewhere to find it?
Well, see, that's the real conundrum here. If patients know that they're going to get weak marijuana in the legal program, they might not register for legal access at all. They'll just continue to stay in the underground market.
You are there on the floor in the Senate in New Jersey. Keep us posted. Chris Goldstein with the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey. Thanks, Chris.
Wayne, thank you.